Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night skies over Israel are calm with a hint of warmth. It's a peaceful evening across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Now, here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Iran has reportedly instructed Hezbollah and allies to prepare for a broader conflict. 8 people were reportedly killed in overnight United States strikes on Iran. Also, Israel Hayom reports that the United States is considering sending additional fuelers to Israel. This move suggests a potential expansion of operations against Iran. Also this hour, Walla reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated a Hamas company commander. This individual was reportedly involved in hostage-related activities. Separately, Ynet reports that IDF has detained several Israelis after they spent time across the Syrian border. This occurred near Majdal Shams and in the southern Golan Heights. And finally, Axios reveals that the U.S. plans to send numerous refueling planes to Israel. This move comes as tensions with Iran potentially escalate. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, known for tracking missile alerts, posted just minutes ago that Iranian missiles have struck Jordan's Muwaffaq Salty Airbase, where U.S. forces are stationed. I24NEWS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, reported earlier today that Iran targeted Kuwait and Bahrain. A U.S. official said a ballistic missile was launched at an American base in Saudi Arabia. Middle East 24 posted earlier that a senior U.S. official confirmed Iran launched a ballistic missile toward a U.S. base in Saudi Arabia. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Iran's actions. The Times of Israel reports that Iran is mobilizing its regional allies, including Hezbollah, for possible conflict escalation. This directive comes as the U.S. conducted airstrikes on Iranian targets, reportedly killing 8. Such developments highlight the increasing tensions in the region, affecting regional stability and security dynamics. Turning to the American military strategy, Israel Hayom notes that the U.S. might deploy additional refueling planes to Israel. This suggests a readiness to support extended military operations, potentially targeting Iran. Such moves indicate the seriousness with which the U.S. views the current threat landscape, impacting diplomatic relations and military preparedness. Meanwhile, Walla details the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan by the IDF and Shin Bet. Hamdan, a Hamas commander, had roles in hostage situations. This action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle key figures within Hamas, affecting the group's operational capabilities. In a related development, Ynet highlights the detention of Israelis crossing the Syrian border. The IDF warns of this growing and dangerous trend, stressing the importance of border security. These incidents raise concerns over civilian safety and potential diplomatic complications with neighboring countries. And finally, Axios reports on the U.S. decision to send more refueling planes to Israel. This aligns with earlier reports of a possible escalation with Iran. Such military support underscores the strategic alliance between the U.S. and Israel, potentially affecting regional military balances. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a massive turnout at Dizengoff Center due to a social media star's product launch. Abigail Weissman's hair product line attracted significant attention, reflecting the power of digital influence on consumer behavior. Separately, Ynet Business discusses evolving work environments. As businesses face labor shortages and demand flexibility, those not adapting risk obsolescence. This trend highlights the shifting paradigms in employment and the growing role of AI. And finally, Globes reports on Intel and Tower's expansion in Ireland and Japan. Government support plays a crucial role in these investment decisions, emphasizing the strategic importance of international collaboration in the semiconductor industry. That's your Israel 18 news update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.